Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission at CRI is not only to equip you with sound biblical teaching and spiritual discernment, but to help you become a winsome and fruitful witness of Jesus Christ. Because the credibility of our faith hinges on the answers we provide to life's biggest questions, there's often not a second chance to get those answers right. If you are struggling with a question and an answer has been elusive, please call in now at 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. For more information about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, go to our website at equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Our contact information on the web, equip.org, and via the mail, box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Resource consultants available when you dial 888-7000 and the letter CRI. I want to make some comments before we go to our callers. The first is that in tandem with unverified accusations against U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, repressed memories are again in the daily news cycle, and that with a vengeance. Repressed memories, of course, are nothing new. Long, long time ago in my book, The Covering, I noted Lauren Stratford's bestseller, which became a key source for promoting and validating the repressed memories hysteria that peaked way back in the early 1990s. Documentation has demonstrated, however, that Lauren Stratford was, in reality, Laura Wilson. She was a troubled woman who spent most of her teen, most of her adult life fabricating horrendous stories about alleged victimization. And after her pornographic tales of abuse were exposed as fabrications, well, Laura Wilson simply reinvented herself as Laura Grabowski, now a Holocaust survivor. So before she pointed to the scars of her self-mutilation as the work of her abusive parents, but now she points to the scars in her arms and she whispers, "Mengele's child." The work of Dr. Mengele, the work of his medical experiments. And amazingly, those who disbelieved her were quickly dubbed pawns in a vast conspiracy of victim blamers. Well, tragically, key power players in politics and in education and society have provided unconditional support to alleged survivors whose therapeutically recovered memories have implicated family members and friends and people within their spheres of influence. Countless people in all walks of life have had their reputations destroyed. And in the process, truth is largely being ignored. Biblical standards of evidence and testimony are being discarded. And alleged survivors are being trapped in long-term destructive therapeutic situations and programs. They usually begin with seemingly unrelated problems. Sometimes it's sleep, or an eating disorder, or depression. But during the course of treatment, the therapist raises the possibility of a repressed memory. At first, the person might not remember anything, but after a long-term intensive treatment program, they gradually begin to piece together a complex history of abuse. And oftentimes, the therapist decides that the repression of memories was while facilitated by a dissociative state, and that after prolonged questioning, you find out that there are accusations that begin to appear against public officials and personalities and neighbors or other more distant adults, usually after the case has been sensationalized. And all we need to do is think back to Jane Roe. How many people have forgotten that? Her fabricated story of rape was encouraged by pro-abortion leaders. This is not fiction. This is fact. And that was instrumental in the U.S. Supreme Court's 1973 decision, Roe v. Wade. And these truth-twisting tactics, as I wrote in the covering, are inevitably justified by the larger truth that filmmaker Oliver Stone used in defending the facts in one of his films. Some of you may remember what he said. Even if I'm totally wrong, I am still right. I'm essentially right because, well, I'm depicting evil with a capital E. You know, one thing that legislators have made plain in this current round of suggestions about repressed memories is that all of this in the end, the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, is related to the abortion issue. The hue and cry is that, and if you watched any television, you've heard it and seen it, it is that if Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed, well, women are going to be relegated to back alleys and coat hangers for their abortions. What hasn't been so prevalent in the news, and I just read this today in the stream, it is that Christine Blasey Ford has profited directly from abortion. That she works for a pharmaceutical company that manufactures an abortion pill whose profits would be strongly impacted by future Supreme Court decisions on abortion rights. And this is so because Blasey Ford is co-author of at least 8 published scientific papers produced by the pharmaceutical giant to promote its pills. And you can actually see Blasey's name listed on several publications at concept.com. Corcept Therapeutics is a $166 billion market cap company. And by the way, it offers just one drug. It's known as the abortion pill, or RU486. Ford actually worked as director of biostatistics for Corcept Therapeutics in Menlo Park, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. Now, there's one thing that we ought to know as Christians. The moment of conception is the moment in which we have a living, growing person who was made in the image of God. And thus the abortion pill, RU486, must never be used because it is the painful killing of an innocent human being. And yet we are so fascinated with abortion in our culture that one dare not speak out against abortion anymore. You look at what abortion entails. When I talk about painful, I'm talking about what happens when a preborn child is burned or smothered or dismembered or crushed. And such procedures are often executed on live babies who have not been specifically anesthetized and who can forget Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger, who tacitly acknowledged that point when she said the most merciful thing a large family can do for one of its infant members is to kill it. The child that is terminated is the product of human parents, has a totally distinct human genetic code, and although the emerging embryo does not have a fully developed personality, it does have complete personhood from the moment of conception. And thus far from deserving capital punishment, these innocent human beings deserve care and protection. And again, in the center of all of this is hysteria over what might happen if you have a conservative court. Coming to station break, the number to dial 888-ASK-HANK. We'll be right back.
The major motion picture, Paul, Apostle of Christ, brings first century Rome to the big screen like never before, detailing the last days of the most infamous persecutors of Christians, a man who went on to become Christ's most influential apostle. To receive Paul, Apostle of Christ on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff will be back right after this. Christians in the Islamic world are vastly outnumbered and politically subjugated under the Islamic way. In Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians, Raymond Ibrahim poignantly states one urgent reason why the West in its entirety, Christians and non-Christians, liberals and conservatives, deists and atheists, should take note of and respond to Muslim persecution of Christians. It is a reflection of what Islam has in store for them. Ibrahim explains that if the mainstream media were to report honestly on the persecution of Christians under Islam, the obvious implications that Islam is dangerously hostile to all non-Muslims would be inescapable. Read Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians. To receive your copy as our thanks, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Claiming to have been set free from the shackles of religion, theologians, pastors, and seminary graduates who once confessed Christianity are leaving the faith to lead groups now critiquing all things Christian. But you can learn how to respond. Other topics include the historical uniqueness of Jesus Christ among the founders of the world's major religions, understanding Nicene Trinitarianism, how to have a civil discussion about abortion, wrestling with God, church, and religion in the writings of Mark Twain, a practical guide to teaching students apologetics, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do." Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library and receive a complimentary subscription to CRI's award-winning Christian Research Journal, just two of the benefits of membership. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org. let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. And do remember the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Let's go to the phone lines, talk to Mark in Leavenworth, Kansas, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Hank. How are you? I'm a longtime listener and first-time caller.
Well, thanks for calling.
So I'm going to preface my question by saying that, with regard to the whole Supreme Court nomination issue and, the debate that's going on, I strongly feel that what the Democrats are doing, well, in a nutshell, it just makes me uneasy. I feel as if it's completely partisan, and they don't really care about the female or the females that have accused Mr. Kavanaugh of this conduct. But in your monologue, you raised a few factual issues. One of them being the repressed memories of the accuser. Another being the fact that she may or may not have worked for a pharmaceutical company that's got a vested interest in who's going to be on the court. And my knowledge of the facts, it varies. If you look at one fact checker, whether she worked for that company or not is up for debate. And, whether it's the repressed memory or just the fact that she knows what she experienced,
Okay, now I'm not saying this is a repressed memory. What I said in the opening was that because of this this news cycle, repressed memories are front and center in the news. And so I took the opportunity to point out that repressed memories have done tremendous damage in the past, and I've written about that in a book called The Covering. So whether or not she had a repressed memory, I'm not weighing in on one way or the other. I'm simply commenting on how repressed memory therapies work and the avalanche of data that has completely discredited this. It doesn't mean that a person can't have a memory of something that happened in the past, but by and large, the weight of evidence is against repressed memories, and I just gave some examples of that.
Yeah, and so, I totally agree with you on that point. I guess my question is, and maybe the whole pharmaceutical issue is more pertinent, is that I feel in this climate, evangelicals, Christians are getting a bad rap for maybe using the wrong means to get to an end and using partisan means to get to an end, as opposed to being neutral and trusting that, God will take care of the situation. And, I feel as if this is another issue where the facts may be up for debate, but Christians as a whole are taking a partisan position with respect to the facts, and we don't know what happened. And I feel like that undermines Christians in the view, or at least in the defense, that no, we're not partisan. We're for truth. We're for justice, as opposed to, we're for.
But here, let me get to the bottom line here. I mean, if the stream documents that, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, Ford actually worked as director of biostatistics for this company. You're saying that is something that they shouldn't report on?
No, I don't think so. I think taking the position that because she worked there, she worked for a company that may have produced maybe an ingredient for an abortion pill. I don't know what the facts are, and I think the facts are up for the debate. But implying that, she's got a political reason because she worked there, that kind of leads individuals to believe, okay, well, they're just taking a partisan position, on the facts, where we should probably be neutral, let the facts play out. We're for truth. If it's true, great. If it's not true, I don't know if we should be putting our neck out there on a particular factual issue, because it just undermines and it plays to what is being conveyed out there in the political climate now, that Christians don't really care about the facts, or they don't care about the truth. They will take a partisan position because it's a means to the end, meaning, you know, you get...
Well, I will tell you that as far as this organization is concerned, truth matters. It really matters. And our voices ought to be heard in a democratic republic. There's a tremendous amount of disinformation that is being communicated on an ongoing, perpetual basis. And, you know, I think our voices ought to be heard with respect to RU 486. This is irrespective of what her opinion is with respect to Kavanaugh. This is a issue that ought to be raised again and again and again. And the reason this issue ought to be raised is because this pill is killing innocent human beings. And that is the reason that I'm raising the issue. So I'm taking the opportunity of this news cycle to raise issues which are very pertinent to Christians. And as I said, there's no question whatsoever, I've watched the news, there's no question that legislators have made it plain that this is about the abortion issues. Many of them have done that. And the hysteria is that if Brett Kavanaugh gets elected to the Supreme Court, what is going to happen if he is confirmed is that women are going to be relegated to back alley abortions and coat hangers. And this is a hysteria which is simply unfounded. And I think it's also important to tie this in, as I did, to Roe v. Wade. I mean, you think about what I said with respect to that. This was the truth with respect to Jane Roe, and back then, 1973, Christians didn't weigh in on the issue. In full face of the fact that Jane Roe fabricated her story of rape, and that fabrication was encouraged by pro-abortion leaders, and in turn was instrumental in the U.S. Supreme Court's 1973 decision that has taken the lives of millions of preborn children. So I think that we ought to speak out on issues like this, and this is why I tied this together as I did. This is not something that I spent a whole lot of time thinking about in terms of what I was going to say or how I was going to say it, but one thing that I will say is there is no question whatsoever looking back that we ought to have been involved, we ought to have been active back at the time of Roe v. Wade. We were sitting on our hands, and as a result, again, there is the blood of millions and millions of children on the hands of our civilization and our society.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think my point was that, you know, by implication, because Jane Roe lied, does that mean are we as Christians implying that we're taking a position, that a factual position, that Blasey Ford is in the same boat, same category, as opposed to being neutral with respect to the facts, letting the facts play out so that...
Well, I think the facts ought to play out, and I think Brett Kavanaugh ought to have a chance to clear his name from unverified, unsubstantiated, and unsubstantiatable claims against him, and I have no qualm of saying that publicly.
Okay.
But I really appreciate your comments, I appreciate your sentiment, and I appreciate the very articulate, kind, and considerate way in which you expressed your opinion. Thank you so much for calling in.
And God bless you. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure to talk to you. We're out of time for this edition of the Bible Instrument broadcast. We'll be right back here tomorrow with more of the show. Remember, as always, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. And do remember, we do what we do because life and truth matter. And we're asking people to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can support this ministry in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. We've got some great resources on the persecution of Christians, which has become pandemic around the world. You can find them on the web. They're available for those who support the ministry. Again, check it out on the web at equip.org. And thanks for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. So long for now.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly. In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of CRI, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you Paul, Apostle of Christ on DVD. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Christians in the Islamic world are vastly outnumbered and politically subjugated under the Islamic way. In Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians, Raymond Ibrahim poignantly states one urgent reason why the West in its entirety, Christians and non-Christians, liberals and conservatives, deists and atheists, should take note of and respond to Muslim persecution of Christians. It is a reflection of what Islam has in store for them. Ibrahim explains that if the mainstream media were to report honestly on the persecution of Christians under Islam, the obvious implications that Islam is dangerously hostile to all non-Muslims would be inescapable. Read Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians. To receive your copy as our thanks, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org.